And
As
your
the king of
crown
esports, I'm here to let you know
esports.
about esports bets. First time deposit bonus. And that is, of course, 50% on up to 100 USDT. So check it out. Now, I'm here to do one of my classic pick'em videos. Obviously, the last few majors have been really up and down, some of the craziest results ever in the Swiss systems, so I haven't had the greatest time of it. But you know what? We're going to get back on the horse this time, and we're going to get that gold, diamond, the best coin. We're going to get the best coin, aren't we, boys? So it is, of course, the 19th CSGO major, the last CSGO major. The next major will be next year in Denmark, run by PGL, and that will obviously be in CS2. By the way, even though I'm not working this major, I will leave CSGO as the primary analyst with the most majors under his belt at 8. Yanko actually couldn't have caught me anyway, but sadly he didn't get hired for this one anyway, which might be pretty brutal if G2 won it. So let's do this. Now, you might remember back in the day, it used to be easy to just get through all the Swiss system rounds on these pick'ems. I used to do it hard mode, which I noticed Maui's taken up the baton on that one and actually try for real to make the 3-0 team a real 3-0 team and go up accordingly. Now, people might know from PGL Stockholm onwards, I started playing the meta that a lot of people do, which is you don't want to put as your 3-0 team a team that really can 3-0, because Swiss system, especially with the BO1s and the Bucot system, can be so random that it's easy to get upset in a BO1, and all of a sudden a tournament favourite won't get 3-0, and therefore you won't get to count them as a team that goes through, even though they'll go 3-1 or 3-2. So basically, don't pick any of your big favourites for the 3-0. What you should do is, my meta is I like to pick a team that I think is a 3-2 team. So they're probably going to qualify 3-2, but they're the team with the highest chance to fluke the 3-0. So famously at PGL Stockholm, I got this with FaZe, the one before Rops, because I thought, and BO1s, of course they can just rock up and do it. And they did. That's actually one time that they did do it. So if you know how I like to do it, I start with the 0-3, we'll populate the 7 teams at the bottom, and then we'll figure out who the 3-0 team is going to be, and we'll get them coins, won't we? Now, when it comes to the worst team, what's crazy to me is I look at all the teams in attendance and I've seen people taking like Fluxo to come last. Like, are you for real? Like, first of all, like, that's the team, if you don't know, that like Zeus is coaching, and they have some decent players, mate. They aren't bad. So they could easily fluke a BO1. Mongols, remember, it used to be IHC. Obviously, they've even won best of threes on land. So, okay, I still think they're not a terrible shout for here. It's the major, a lot of pressure. But yeah, okay. I understand they've won best of threes. You feel like Complexity probably won't shit the bed in this sense, but they're also a team that would be susceptible in BO1s, and there's a lot of teams. I don't think there's many teams they can beat in BO3s. I don't think Mouse can do it. Greyhound's the other team. Oh, Greyhound, Monty. Oh, actually, there's more. I keep forgetting they're not in any sort of reasonable order. So we'll just go through them all here. So in terms of 0-3s, Fluxo, I'm not going to take them for that. Mongols, I think, probably just slightly too strong. Actually, seem like a solid squad. Complexity, I'm not enough of a hater to do that. Forget Mouse. Greyhound certainly could do it. Absolutely, certainly. Never a team I'm going to have faith in. I think Monty, in theory, could bomb. I do think they do have some good players. They're not going to have their coach, remember? That's interesting. Apex, in theory, could also bomb. A couple of their players I like. Game Elite, I think, slightly too strong to really 0-3, unless they get a really bad draw. And Pain Gaming, I think it's just way too good. There's no way they're doing that. And I think Fawz is also a cheeky little dark horse. Sure, OG does have that sort of scuffed scenario, but even so, not too worried. By the way, one thing I always forget to do on these, so I'll do it this time, is I always forget to look at the first round matchups. So if we also look at the first round matchups and who gets more likely to go last, well, to be fair, the Mongols team does have to play G2 in the opener, so very likely to lose that. Game Legion and Call play each other, so probably should avoid those two teams. Pain and Fluxo play each other, should probably avoid those. It's also an Brazilian matchup, so who the fuck knows on that one. If you keep going down, Apex plays as Liquid, so good chance Apex can lose the opener. Greyhound plays Forza. I think Forza will beat them. It's not impossible for Greyhound. I've already said those. So basically, I would actually say of these teams, I am really heavily leaning towards taking Mongols, but I just think they actually are a solid enough team. Mongols or Greyhound? I think I'm going to be a hater as usual, secret. It's really between Monty who are playing FaZe, so they can also. It's between Monty and Greyhound for me, and I just have a bias towards European, so I'm going to take Greyhound. I know they very rarely do go 0-3, but I'm going to say them as 0-3. Then, in terms of teams getting through, obviously, what makes this particular challenger stage, I think, a bit whack is not many good teams here, but then you have teams like FaZe and Ents, which is ridiculous. Like, they should actually be team. FaZe could win the tournament, and Ents could be a playoff team easily. NIP's a nice shot for playoffs. G2 could win the tournament. So we actually have a couple of tournament favours, then loads of like unknowns, teams you haven't seen. And then teams like Into the Breach are just waiting in the next phase. So, in terms of picking my seven teams to advance, I'm immediately going to take G2. I think it's easy. I know they could blow it because they blew the RMR, but the strength of this lineup is just too good. There's no reason they should, and they've got the map pool sorted. I think similarly, FaZe, yeah, they blew Rio. Look, that was a one-off. When does that happen, basically? So I'll take that. I'll take that. Those odds all day long. Then we go Team Liquid. I'm going to easily say get through. I think they're a nice dark horse for the tournament. I'm going to say Ents is going to get through. See, I actually think the seven part's pretty easy. Then after that, I've got Mouse there. I've got Complexity. I've got OG. I've got Force. Pain probably shouldn't be ignored. So of these teams, I'll say Mouse makes it through. I'm not a big Mouse fan, but I'll say they make it through this phase. Obviously, they're a team that can win some best of threes, which is key here. We've got two slots left. You know my bias towards Alexi B. So I'll say screw it. I think NIP makes it through. If you notice, the one thing I'm doing here, and this has cost me at the last couple of majors, I'm not picking many crazy underdogs to get through, right? I'm picking the big names. That hasn't worked at the last few, but I'm going to say the big names make it. So for my last one, it's between OG and it's between Fours and OG. And the problem with Fours is I've actually found at majors that's not always the best time to bet on them. They're better in like smaller tournaments. So I might actually say of the teams that are remaining, I'm really making it between, because I don't think Mongols and Complexity can win enough best of threes to get out is the problem. So I actually think I'm going between OG Fours and maybe Pain as an outsider. I just can't believe in them enough. The problem is it's really hard to know how inexperienced teams will do. So I think I'm just going to say OG and keep it safe. I think they're a quality enough side, they should be able to do it. Now for the 3-0, this is interesting because here's what's cool. Remember, my two teams left over are Pain and Fours. So here's where I actually might change my last pick. Because I actually think of the teams most likely to be 3-2 but win 3-0, I think it's between, I think it's actually between Nip, OG, Fours, and Pain. So I actually might say, maybe I take Forza as my 3-0 team. Because they actually are a real team. They have a map pool. They have some good players. I think I'm going to take Fours as my 3-0. Yes, I think that's what we're going to do. Now, we'll just run through the other teams as well. Obviously, I'll be back later for the next one. Right, NIP, the main problem there is that Hedrick is like a solid AWPer. He's not like an elite AWPer, so they don't have that. They have a very good IGL in Alexi B, but then Config's like been rising in level, but then Rez and Brawlan are still a bit lost. So and they're a bit of a messy team. They have a couple of maps they got on. I think it's good enough to get through here. G2's fantastic. They might have the most skill in the entire world of CSGO. Very, very strong team. Nico's one of the best players, although, yeah, he's better in group stage and Swiss systems than playoffs at the moment. Forza, I just think, is a solid team. OG has a lot of firepower for the team they are, but the IGL and the coach situations, maybe not the best ever. Pain, I think, are a solid dark horse. I'm just not going to take them on this one. Gamer Legion, I just don't really believe in much. Apex, similarly, they're just in the middle of the pack for me. Monty has some all right players, but I definitely won't be taking them here. Liquid, I actually think, has. The problem is how Elise is going to play. If Elise is going to play even like above average, I think they easily get through here and they can actually do damage at this tournament. The OC factor's harsh. They're not that good with an AWPer and he's not that good an AWPer. But you can down Naf, they can do a lot. FaZe, I actually think, is like a sleeper to win the whole thing. Maybe they'll bomb in the quarters. Maybe they win the whole thing. I think Ents is actually a nice, cheeky dark horse to go deep. And I think they're going to be a playoff team. Nerds looks pretty good. Yes, it's his first major. But as a team, I think they've got enough pieces where, at least on this phase, I'm fairly confident. Mouse, I do think they fade under pressure, and I think that every now and then people like Torji just don't turn up. And I think Dexter's IGL is a little bit questionable, but I'll still say they're solid enough for these Swiss systems. I might even pick up on the next one. Complexity, I don't even hit on. I just think they're a bit chokers, and I don't think Grimm's like a superstar. And then some of the other players are a bit lost somehow. Fluxo's not bad. I'm just not really a big Brazilian underdog pick fan. It's hard to know when they'll win. And Mongols actually wouldn't have been a terrible pick. It's just that in this particular scenario, I don't know. I think they sort of caught people by surprise. In these matches, I think even they have some pressure on them. So, yeah, I'm taking these teams to go through. Who are you taking? Now, obviously, I should tell you, though, that you can actually watch the major in the Esports Bet website as one of the embeds on the stream. And if you're logged in, you will receive DJT, which you can then use in tournaments like the World's Prediction Series contest, like on betting on major matches, or you can convert it to USDT. Check out the website. Also, they are still running their risk-free first-time bet on Esports Bet, up to 100 USDT. If you make your first bet there and you lose it, you can go and send the mods a message on Discord, discord.gg/esportsbet. Message the mod mill. Say you did the first time risk-free bet, and they will refund you up to 100 USDT. And of course, there will be watch parties throughout this major on Last Free Nation. Check out the Last Free Nation socials, and you'll see all the lovely talent that I'll be working with soon enough. And we'll be live every single day of the major doing a watch party.
It's 1K, so since I stole all of Thorin's gigs, at the very least, what you guys can do is subscribe to his YouTube channel, so go on and do it right now.
The Beatles said they get by with a little help from their friends, but I get by with a little help from my Patreon community, and this video was kindly supported by Matt Pugnaccio Rakula, Ahmed Haju, Bot Pounder 420, Toucan, Animosity, Tobias Bernasconi, Jensen Gore, Tosh, and a special thanks always goes out to my main Man Jerky's minion. Would you like to ask me a question in my monthly video AMA? Do you want teasers to find out who are the upcoming guests? Maybe you want to take part in one of those lengthy but intense esports discussions I have with my donators, or maybe you want to suggest a guest or a topic that I could cover. Well, if any of those tickle your fancy, put your money where your mouth is and join the Scrilluminati today, where in the description box below there is a Patreon link.